Page 184. An apocalyptic summer.
The fire season in Australia is getting longer, and the fires are multiplying in the last 72 hours, more in the last 48 hours, and still more in the last 24 hours. It's not a one-time extreme. In southeast Australia, rainfall April to October has declined 11% since the 1990s. And look at the warming trend over the last 100 years. Temperatures have climbed in recent decades consistently above the norm. Overall, a 1 degree Celsius increase in the last century in Australia.
The science leaves no doubt what's happening.
There has been a long-term increase in extreme fire weather, and climate change, including increasing temperatures, is contributing to these changes.
A new climate report labels South Korea, Canada, and Australia as the G20 countries furthest off their climate commitments. Canada does get marks for its carbon tax. Australia is singled out with no explicit carbon pricing scheme. One local mayor wants Aussie leaders to embrace the science.
It's not a political thing. It's a scientific fact. To deny climate change is, to me, a very ill-informed and uneducated way of looking at things.
Copyright Global News.